Hey, welcome to another solo cast edition of the Strongpreneur Nation podcast. And my name is Tom Reber. That's right, Tom Reber. I could spell my last name backwards. What do they call that? A palindrome? Something like that. R-E-B-E-R. R-E-B-E-R. Should have named me Bob. Then that'd be a pretty unique name, wouldn't it? I can also throw a ball with my left hand and my right hand. I think they call that being amphibious. So anyway, today I want to talk to you about how to sell more of your stuff, whatever your stuff is. We all want to sell more stuff. Every single one of us wants to sell more of our stuff. And listen, you know, business owners all over the place, entrepreneurs are scrambling to grow their businesses. They're scrambling to sell at higher prices and to make a profit. Sadly, though, most business owners are dragging their feet on a very low-hanging fruit type thing that you can do in your business to help you sell more of your stuff. All right, and I've been there in my own businesses. I've been on the upside and the downside, everything in between, and I can tell you that the thing I'm going to share with you today is by far, I believe, the best thing you can do to help you sell more of your stuff. Stay tuned. Hey, Strongpreneur Nation, if you like this episode of the Strongpreneur Nation podcast and you want to get more stuff to help you build a stronger life and a stronger business, to deal with the head trash, get back your time, build a kick butt brand, get more crap done, then I encourage you to join the Strongpreneur Nation Mastermind Group. It's a private closed group on Facebook that I would love to have you be a part of, where we can talk about anything and everything to help you get stronger in what you're doing in your business. So head over to Facebook, type in the Strongpreneur Nation Mastermind Group and request access, and we'll let you in after we teach you the secret handshake. All right, we look forward to seeing you there. Thanks. All right, so how can you sell more of your stuff? Let's get right into it. The number one thing I think small business owners, entrepreneurs need to be doing, they need to make sure that you're creating content for your own website. Take ownership of the content that you create. All right, you've heard of content marketing, you've heard of inbound marketing. Everyone and their brother's talking about it. It's been around forever, okay? But my hopes for you is that this little solo cast here today is to help you get off your tail and create some content for your business. I want to start with some reasons why I believe that you should. And the first thing is content answers customer questions. And when that happens online, you position yourself as the expert in your field, and experts always make more money. All right. A couple years ago, one of my kids puked on our leather couch. He had the flu. He was sleeping on the couch. We covered the couch with blankets and towels and put a bowl next to the couch. And lo and behold, he fell asleep, moved around. One of the towels moved out of the way or something. In the middle of the night, he threw up and some got on the couch. Okay, the first thing I did, okay, after I cleaned up the initial mess, was I went to Google and I asked, drum roll, how do you clean puke off of a leather couch? Guys, not one local company answered the dang question. I got Yahoo Answers, I got a bunch of forums, I got HGTV and God knows what else, but not one local company that does that service answered the question. And you know what? Had they done that, I would have picked the dang phone up the next morning first thing and called them. Or better yet, I would have clicked a button that said, hire me now to come clean the puke off your couch, and I would have hired them. All right, so answer customer questions. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, when I was a painting contractor, people, you know, what happens? How do I wash my walls? Okay, is Benjamin Moore better than Sherwin-Williams or whatever the heck it is? Whatever customers are asking, we need to be there answering those questions, because that's going to establish us as the expert. For more on this stuff, head over to one of my earlier Strongpreneur Nation guests, was Marcus Sheridan. He's known as the Sales Lion. So if you go, you just Google the Sales Lion, you'll find Marcus Sheridan. He's got a lot of good stuff. He's got a policy where it just comes down to they ask, we answer. Okay? So anything that you've ever been asked, make sure you're answering. Second reason I really want you to get off your tail, create some content, is it's going to keep you on your toes and up to date with the latest trends, products, ideas, and all that in your industry. Okay? It's going to keep you sharp. Okay? Third thing, it's going to help you to get more in touch with your ideal client. and this is going to help you connect with them in stronger ways. All right, so when you truly understand your ideal client, what they're going through, what keeps them up at night, you're going to be able to help with the content that you provide, meet those needs, and in turn, you're going to be more valuable to them, and they're going to find a way to write you checks, and that's a good thing. All right, also, I love being able to use my content in my sales process. So let's say you're out doing proposals for people in whatever your industry is, or somebody comes into your gym and they're thinking about signing up, and you got their contact info and they're still on the fence, they're still on the bubble, they don't know what they're going to do yet. Okay, you shoot them a follow-up email and just say, hey, listen, I know we talked about a lot of things when you're in here. Two of the questions that you brought up or concerns you brought up, I just wanted to give you a couple links to an article or two that we wrote that address these things, and hopefully that helps you make your decision. Okay, it's a non-pressured approach. You are getting them to come back to your website and engage you, and they, again, see you as the expert who's standing there helping their problems. All right, also, Uncle Google loves data. Data, data, data. I did an event a couple years ago with a guy who's from Google. I said, all right, what's the deal? What's the thing that will always keep us, you know, ahead of the curve here, and the algorithm changes and all this other stuff? And guys, I'm not an SEO dude. I'm not an algorithm guy. I'm none of those things. And this guy said to me, hey, you ever hear the book, the Five Love Languages? And I said, yeah. He says, well, Google's love language is data. When you update your site with relevant and helpful content for your clients on a regular basis, Google will eventually reward you in traffic to your website. So listen, you put content on your site that is relevant and helpful, that answers questions, and sure, you do the keyword research. That's another topic. But the point here is meet needs of people, write for people first, help them fix their problems, and in turn, Google will reward you because Google is a matchmaker. Okay? They're like eHarmony for people's problems. That's all they are. They want to match people with the best solution. So be that expert. All right, listen, you can also, the more content that you have on your site, the less time you need tap dancing in the sales process. When you talk about money and your methods, your mindset, people either, I'm doing air quotes, they're either going to get you or they won't. And when they get you, they're going to call you and hire you. And the ones who contact you, who after they've been on your website and they've been reading your stuff and clicking your buttons and watching your videos, they're going to be stronger prospects and better customers. And the wrong ones are going to bail. They're going to hit the back button and you're not going to have to waste your time with them. All right. You can use your content in your follow-up emails and email marketing campaigns. And for months and months and years on and on and on, you create this piece of content that can be used forever. In most cases. And they're also easy to change. If your opinion on something changes, or there's a new product that's a better fit for a customer changes, you can easily go in and make the tweak, and it's not like you printed 1,000 catalogs or something. All right, you can also use your content on the appropriate social media channels to engage with your people there. Okay, so listen, check it out. There's a lot more reasons, and you probably have some of your own, of why you should create content for your website right now, but this is a great way for you to differentiate in your industry. All right. And I just want you to imagine if you created one piece of content each week and started a year ago, you'd have at least 52. See how I did that? I figured out that there's 52 weeks in a year. Pretty dang bright of me. All right. Listen, if you did it once a week, you'd have at least 52 more unique web pages on your website that are valuable and relevant to your ideal clients. And if you think that won't make a difference, then you're smoking something crazy in your pipe. All right, so content matters. If you want to build a strong business, get started today. I promise that you won't regret it. If you need a hand and you want to talk about how to best do that and things like that, go to the Strongpreneur Nation Mastermind Group on Facebook and type your questions in there. There's a lot of good, helpful people in there that will help you out and guide you and probably even give you some reviews on some of the content that you're doing right now and how it can be better. So let's help one another get better in that private mastermind group. On Facebook, and let's have a kick butt next couple years in all of our businesses. Until next time, we'll see you later. Thanks for tuning in.